we go right to the site of Super Bowl 52 to get ready for the action this Sunday, as we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Jessica Gagne of News Center Maine, WCSH and WLBZ, from the Mall of America Food Court. Hello, Jess.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm great. How's Minnesota so far?
Can you hear? You're on the move with me. I don't know if you can hear the mall happenings around me, but it's fantastic. It's actually much colder, I think, than Maine for some reason. I don't know. It's like the constant biting winds that keeps happening, but it's definitely cold, but it's a blast.
Well, I know you've been having a great time out there so far, and you even caught up with a friend of our show, native Mainer, the pride of Rumford, Maine, Gary Tangway.
Yes, I did. Actually, that was my first time meeting Gary. He was walking by and happened to see the News Center Maine mic flag that I was carrying, stopped, said hi, and did an interview with me. And I got to say, he is hilarious, more hilarious in person than he is, you know, on the radio and television. And he's very funny there as well, too. But just a really funny, really nice guy. And I mean, what a great story. Traveling from Rumford, working hard, and making it to where he is today. It's awesome.
Now, did he give me any credit for being the person who gave him his first job in radio?
You know, I think he may have. I might have that in some of the B-roll that we've seen that I have on my computer. He did talk about working in radio first, going from Rumford. He worked in Biddeford, too, which is my hometown, and, you know, then kind of transitioned to television. But I think, you know, he shines on radio, and I think that's his first love. So next time I see him, I'll make sure that he gives the proper props to you.
Yeah, exactly. He better do that. By the way, we're all very jealous here of Bill Green's Moose Patriot logo. What's the story on that?
Wait, Bill Green, he has some awesome gear. Did you know that Bill Green has actually never been to a Super Bowl in the 46 years he's been working for News Center Maine? And, you know, he was the sportscaster here for a while. This is actually his first trip to a Super Bowl, so I think he's doing it up crazy. He's grabbing all of his Patriots gear. He's working morning and night. I mean, if you're tuning into News Center Maine, you're seeing him at 5 a.m. your time, which is 4 a.m. here, meaning he gets up at 2:30 just to be able to do this. So I am honored to be working with Bill. I sit across from him. He's a legend. He's amazing. And there we go. Pride of Bangor, Maine, right?
Absolutely. And you got Sherb, Steve Sherber, in there as well.
Yes, our veteran chief photographer. Very happy to have him. He's actually been to the Super Bowl before. He went to the Super Bowl in Jacksonville, where we also play the Eagles. So this is familiar territory for him.
We're talking with Jess Gagne, News Center Maine, out there in Minnesota. So what's been the most interesting discovery as you've been out there talking with players and coaches and fans? What's something that's really surprised you so far?
Well, first, the most interesting discovery is that when you come here to work, this is 100% work. I haven't really had a chance to have that much fun yet because we're just crazy busy hitting the ground. Logistically speaking, things, the stadium, the Mall of America, it's all about half an hour away from everywhere. So moving around has been very difficult, but you know me, I'm always keeping a smile on my face and working through it. As far as the players, I haven't even gotten to one press conference personally yet because we've been so busy, but Chris Costa has. And that was a first-time experience for him, so I thought that was really cool. He's out here too with us, and he's never really experienced that kind of locker room press conference deal with Patriots players, so I think it was really eye-opening for him to be able to have that opportunity.
So come Super Bowl Sunday, Jess, where will you be? Will you be in the press box or down on the field?
Yes, Super Bowl Sunday will be the day that I finally get to relax, have a little fun, and watch from the press box, which is just an absolutely amazing opportunity, and I want to thank my station for sending me out here and letting me do that. There are about 5,000 credentialed media here, so clearly we don't all fit into a box. So really the press box is kind of, they block off some auxiliary seating in the stadium, so I'll be sitting kind of blocked off, but among the fans, and thank goodness it's a dome because it is so cold. But really, what we have to do as media is 5 minutes before the game ends, we have to go downstairs and line up to be able to get onto the field as soon as the game is done. So for close games, media really, I mean, we miss a lot of the good stuff that happens in the end because we're standing in a tunnel waiting to get on the field. So I have friends and family who are texting me, keeping, you know, the play-by-play going, so I know exactly what's going on while I'm waiting to do my job. But for everybody at home who gets to witness the excitement, you're kind of seeing it before I am in some cases in that in those last few minutes of games.
Well, yeah, and that's something I think people don't understand, that when you're a reporter, first of all, like you talked about earlier, it's nonstop work of doing communication with the station, with other media outlets like us, and then even at game time, you're so caught up in the task at hand that sometimes you don't get to take in the big picture.
No, you really don't, but I you know, I'm trying to, and that's something that veterans that have been here before have kind of told me, stop, take a breath for a second, you know, relax and realize where you are and the amazing opportunity that you have. I mean, for me, working in the media, this is great. For a lot of people who are visiting that I've run into, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime amazing experience, a great trip, and it's all week. It's not just about the game, of course. That's the important part and why we're all here. But, I mean, they really, all week, make this an event catering to fans to try to make sure they have a unforgettable experience. And it's been great. I've run into some Mainers, some people who were born in Maine who now live out here, who are just saying, you know, they've really transformed the downtown, and it's pretty awesome to see.
And you also running into media types. I saw the other day you guys had a chance to catch up with Catherine Tappan of NBC.
Yeah, we saw her actually in the airport terminal when we were on our layover to LaGuardia. So we kind of walked by a few times and we were like, is that Catherine Tappan, without trying to be, you know, obvious, but I love Bill Green. He was like, I'm just going to march up and ask her. And it was her, which is fantastic. We got to talk to her, do an interview kind of in the terminal. And she spends a lot of time in Maine. Her family has a summer house, so she talks about that. And I mean, you know, she's a very familiar face for New England people with Nesson, who she worked with before, and now making it national. So nice to talk to her in the terminal.
All right, now the food court at Mall of America, an unlikely place for Radio Row there, but that's where right. the media headquarters is. Has there been a favorite spot there for the news center crew?
Well, there's a Shake Shack right there, which is fantastic.
Oh yeah,
I love some burgers and fries. But really, I haven't had that much of a chance to eat. I'm working off protein bars and whatever we pack in our bags, thankfully. So I'll try to get to that Shake Shack a few more times while I'm here, because I know we don't have one up where we are. So it's kind of a little treat. But definitely no dieting here. You eat when you can, and you take what they give you, pretty much.
Well, it's great for us to talk with you. We're so excited for you and Bill as well to have the experience of being there. Thanks for making time for us on this busy afternoon. Enjoy the experience and give our best to Bill and Steve as well.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Jessica Gagne, News Center Maine, WCSH and WLBZ, out covering Super Bowl 52.